Do you think in a future tribunal, would you want to keep the overarching structure? The defense sits in a sort of not full-time employees of the tribunal, but clearly not outside the tribunal either, sort of in an intermediary space. Do you think that that's overall a good working structure, or do you think something where they were more akin to the prosecution so that they were, salaried and long-term employees of the tribunal on the side of defense, that kind of structure would work better?
Okay, I'm not sure. First of all, let me say I'm not generally in favor of ad hoc tribunals, and I'm happy that there is now, after much struggle and remaining struggle, certainly over the crime of aggression, there is an ICC established, because I think that, ad hoc tribunals, whether established by the Security Council or even some that are part UN and part local, they may be better. I don't know enough about Cambodia or Sierra Leone. But I certainly feel that ad hoc tribunals by a Security Council are a stopgap measure. And the importance of not just the rules and statute, but the rules of evidence and procedure. There's never any opportunity to have any input from the GA, for example, into what they are. And so that the rules at this tribunal, as opposed to the rules at the ICC, were never discussed or argued about or concluded by the member states of the UN. It was five plus whoever the non-permanent members were. So that's on that question of ad hoc tribunal. So I'm not holding ad hoc tribunals in general up as a model. But I think that there's been, in the PrepCon discussions for the ICC, there was a lot of debate of whether defense should be a pillar of the tribunal. Look, I think that the defense, in order to carry out its objective, but also its professional responsibility, both in national jurisdictions and as defined by what it is supposed to do under international law, needs to maintain independence. Now, so I'm interested in a structure that maintains that independence. I don't have an intelligent comment to make now about whether salary, et cetera, and, but I think that there has to be at least a recognition that defense is a full-time job, which is not necessarily the recognition here. The defense needs minimally equality of resources, which is not the situation in the ICTR. I'm aware of a prior decision, Kaishema and Rizandana, which said that equality of arms does not mean equality of resources. I think that's wrong. We have to have at least the same resources. And I think that those are the issues to me. They're important. How it's structured is another question. But I think that's what we need. And I do know, certainly here, I don't know about The Hague, I don't know about Sierra Leone or Cambodia, but I know here there is no equality of resources.